Paddy O'Gorman's with us, another accomplished guitarist, let it be said. But Paddy, you're not here to play the guitar.
Another time, Sean.
You are
yes.
here to talk to me about a day in the District Court in Kilrush in County Clare.
That's right. A civil list, first of all. There were four successive cases in which Kilrush Credit Union was seeking an order to increase the amount of monthly money that lendees were paying to them. Presumably there'd been an order made at some previous time to pay money off a loan. Every one of those, Judge Durkan, put off the applications back to February. He says, I'm not going to put extra costs on people before Christmas. And he says of one case, why did the credit union lend €14,000 to a woman on carer's allowance? The banking practices of Kilrush Credit Union don't impress me. He wants the credit union back in February to make their case, but he at least postponed all those orders. Then the television licence cases, middle-aged woman up before the court. What do you have in your hand? It's a television licence, Judge. Complete oversight. Okay, you've now got it. Nominal €5 fine, although there was €100 costs. Then the more serious cases come along. This the judge was less sympathetic with this young woman and told her now in danger of prison. And so outside the court, she described to me what had just happened to her.
I got put back there until March sometime.
What was the charge? Why did you have to come
Theft.
In?
Theft. I was over an innocent subway and I took stuff out of there, so I was caught for it. So that's why I was in court there now this morning. He put it back until March sometime.
And you've got to behave or do certain things?
Yeah, to meet my probation officer and do as he asks up until then. In fairness now, to be honest with him, if you do as he asks, you get a chance off him, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there now, when I come back to court probably, after doing everything he've asked, I'll get a chance probably off him, you know what I mean? But he'll go hard if he thinks you're not rolling the ball his way, do you know that kind of way? I've been in trouble in the past, you know, and he went a bit hard because I didn't turn up for probation, you know, I was too sick, I wasn't able, do you know what I mean?
When you don't turn up for probation, do you have to provide a doctor's cert?
We don't, but it's kind of very, looks very bad in court, you know what I mean?
Do you think he will be sent back to prison or not?
I don't know yet, I can't predict the future, like, you know, I hope I don't, like, you know, and, you know, I'm only after getting out, like, you know, I don't want to be in prison, you know, I'd rather move forward and do well in life, but them girls don't give you the chance to do it, because if you walk up to town, there's stopping you two or three times searching you, and it's making you very, it's very degrading on the street, like, you know, they're pulling in, they're searching you, have to see you here just because of her having a reputation over it, and I've been in trouble with the law.
In this part of Clare, what's the drugs?
They mostly weed back around here. There's a lot of drugs, all kinds, do you know, it's all kinds, to be honest with you, know.
How's your health now?
Well, I'm off everything now at the moment, you know, so I'm trying to do well for myself, so...
You look very thin, okay.
Yeah, but so it's only recently I've come off them, though.
Right.
I'm only clean 2 weeks, do you know what I mean?
Does prison do any good for people, or does it not?
I've asked him previously to put me to prison, and he has, and he's given me... I did 14 months, and if you go into prison, you'll be off all drugs, and you get into all courses and all, and you put on a bit of weight, but you get out the gate and you do the same thing again.
So I don't know, I'd hopefully feel somewhat optimistic for her. She's saying she's getting a lot of help. She's not homeless anymore, although there were other homeless men at the court. East European menace is quite usual. Fellow out there with his bottle of Tisca, whatever. But there was a scrambler bike case. Now, we keep hearing about scrambler bikes. Judge Durkan had to be explained, what is a scrambler bike? And the guards explained it was this bike somebody had made. It was, and he'd been driving it in a way, a danger to people, a danger to children, driving it around areas around Kilrush. And he had no licence, so he was convicted of careless driving and fined. And then the guard said, we want an order to break the bike up. And the judge said, well, that's unusual, so he wouldn't give that. There was public order cases. A 39-year-old woman pleaded guilty to a breach of the peace. Court heard she was drunk in Kilkee. An ambulance had been called for her. And the judge noted good work done by the ambulance services. He said, I've listened to Joe Duffy, I've listened to Sean O'Rourke dealing with ambulances, you know, and the whole pressures that are on the emergency services. So he was critical of her, and he said there had been a series of these cases. He'd imprison her for 8 months if she didn't do it again. And here's another breach of the peace. This man told me what had just happened to him.
I got a 250 fine for breaching the peace.
And did you plead guilty or not guilty?
I pleaded guilty to one charge, yeah? Section 6.
And what does that mean, a Section 6?
Threatening abuse behaviour to the guards. And I had a Section 4 as well. That was struck out. Section 6 got dealt with. 250 fine. I served a couple hours in jail for a couple hours and back out again. But 4 or 5 got arrested on the night, but they never arrested me. And then all of a sudden I got charged, and here I am.
And as we heard in the evidence there in court, this was a row here in Kilrush late one night involving a lot of men.
It's a row, like 20 people there, off in the same area. 3 a.m, yeah.
It's good fun.
Was it good fun?
It was. I fight for fun. I rocked around with these.
What's that, a You're showing me
gum shields.
Gum shield.
That's like has to be prepared all the time for fighting. When someone wants to fight, they have to fight. Like, have a fella text me on Facebook there for the last 3 weeks looking to fight me.
On Facebook?
On Facebook. I offered him out for the whole world to see, and he still won't fight. I have his pride in my pocket already, because he wouldn't fight.
You have his pride in your pocket?
Already, yeah.
If somebody called me a coward or whatever, could I just not walk away and ignore it?
Yeah, you can, but I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I can't.
I'm going to take a guess now, but you have previous, I think.
Yeah, 50. Some of them are for cars. I was in jail for 6 months as well. Mostly small things, like, not major. Okay. But I'm looking at, I have 3 section 3s now. 3 section 3 assaults.
Section 3 means somebody was injured?
Yeah, blood drawn and marks and all that. Mm. So I could be going back to prison in the next 3 or 4 months, yeah.
Have you spent much of your life in prison?
Nah, 9 months only. Okay. But I'm looking at 7, 8 years.
Does prison do any good for people?
Yeah, it does, yeah. If you have a good head in your shoulders, it does. There's a lot of drugs in there, but if you stay away from the drugs, you're all good, like. Mm-hmm. I smoke a bit of weed, that's it. You have school, you have the gym. Yes. I mean, you're only out for 4.5 hours a day, but that's your day split up. You're back in your cell at 7 o'clock.
You're not frightened of it before?
No, I'm not frightened of it, no. Right. I have friends in there.
Do you have your children?
I have 4 sons and a daughter on the way. Yes. So I'm not with the mothers of the children. I'm not with any of them.
The woman who's expecting a child now, you're not with her, right?
No, she's gone back to Poland. Gone back to Poland.
As told to Paddy O'Gorman at Kilrush District Court earlier in the week,